You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Had a good time tonight. Definitely think you are lovely. However, I would love to, if we're going to go to your place on Thursday, I mean, I am looking to have that physical intimacy to see if, like, I am sexually compatible with you. So, like, if I'm going to come over, like, I would be hoping to, like, hook up, have sex, have a good time, have, like, that romantic spark and that physical spark there for my own sake, because it's hard for me to continue dating someone and seeing them if I don't know if I'm sexually compatible. So I know you said I don't know about that, so like I guess my thing is like, what would be the point of me coming over then if we're not gonna like hook up and like cuddle and like be intimate with each other? And if that's what you don't want, that's fine, but like I think we should just like end it here then, respectfully, just because first date, that's fine. Like, you want to get to know each other, I'm all about that. But, like, I am looking to have that physical aspect there. And I don't want to continue seeing someone if I don't know if that's good, if that's not there or not. So, up to you. Let me know. I'm happy to, if you do want me to come over, I'm happy to do so. Would love to fuck, have a good time. And, you know, we can have some wine, hang out, and chill. But if you're not trying to hook up, then like I think we should just go our separate ways. Let me know.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with my opinion on the voicemail memo. Gentlemen, by now you have seen or heard about that voice memo. And of course, I played it. Gentlemen, once again, dealing with the modern Western woman is in fact the ultimate catch-22. Now, in my humble opinion, no, scratch that. I personally have made many videos over the years where I said, listen, gentlemen, it's better to be crystal clear with your intentions. That way, you can put the ball back into her court. Why? Because we all know that women want to operate from two positions. The first, ambiguity. They don't want anything to be solid. Why? Because if things are actually solid, you take away their number two position, which is what? Plausible deniability. Yeah. This man was crystal clear with what he wanted. Now, mind you, she invited him back to her place. So, I find it extremely rich that so many people got on this internet. Of course, I'm talking about the women to whom it applies and their weak male allies that would get on the internet and say that this man was a predator, when we all know exactly what these women did. Yes, gentlemen, you saw in real time women moving the goalpost. Yep. You saw that happen right before your eyes. For the longest time, you've had women out there say, oh, men should just be upfront with what they want. Oh, I can actually respect a man that tells me the truth. No, No, no. Hell, even my female coworkers, I played the video for them. Oh my God, they went off. Now, of course, my female coworkers, I love fucking with them. They say, oh my God, you're such a woman hater. Now, of course, to the younger men that work with me, I say, you see, gentlemen, whenever you're in a position to where you don't take a woman's crap, they instantly come out and say that you hate women. No, it's not about hating women. But of course, I had to tell them, listen, you're not important enough for me to hate. You're not. Women are not important enough for me to hate. Nope. I'm just to the point of indifference to where I simply don't care about your feelings. I simply don't. So, with that being said, I have no reason to not be brutally honest with you. I'm not trying to have sex with you. Therefore, I could be 100% honest with you and say exactly what's on my mind. Now, of course, they want to deny it and say, no, men shouldn't be this way. I said, why not? See, here's the thing about it. Here's the real thing about it. You women have been so coddled by the world, by society, to the point that you have no problems accepting the beautiful lie. Then, when you get a guy like me, who's willing to be 100% brutally honest with you, that goes against what you've been trained to believe. So, of course, you're going to call me a misogynist. You're going to say, oh, you hate women, to which I had to correct them and say, no, I'm not a misogynist. I'm more of a misanthrope. Now, of course, they didn't know what that meant. I said, well, let me break it down for you. I just have a general disdain for everybody, men and women. So I'm an equal opportunity hate monger, if you really want to be truthful about it. Or should I say, my indifference has gone to an astronomical point, because in order for me to hate something, I have to have an emotional attachment to it. So no, I don't hate women. I don't hate men. It's just the fact that I am so indifferent, it appears that I hate men and women. But after explaining that to them, they were like, wow. Wow. We really can't argue with you. I said, nope, you simply can't, because I'm going to keep bringing out the stats. I'm going to keep bringing out the logic, and I understand a woman's psychology. Y'all are not built for this. Every time I speak in general, you want to make it personal about you. Women love to do that, which is exactly what the women did with the voice memo. A lot of those women, they made it about them. Yeah, victimhood is always on a woman's mind. I'm a victim, even when you're not even speaking about them. Gentlemen, hit dogs love to holler. But yeah, they call this man a predator. They said somehow he was wrong for actually giving women what they wanted. Once again, moving the goalpost entirely. This is why American women are absolutely cooked. If you tell them what they want to hear, but then when they finally figure out that you lied to them, you're the bad guy. Now, in real time, if you're 100% honest with them, guess what? You're the bad guy. Talk about a catch-22, damned if you do, damned if you don't scenario. So, gentlemen, as I've stated in many videos in the past, you're going to be the bad guy regardless. Therefore, you can control how you're the bad guy. Stop selling women dreams. Stop it. There is literally no point in lying to women just to get laid. That's where we as men lie. We lie to women to get laid. Women lie to us men to get resources. Now, guarantee you, if this man did not say what he wanted and continued to play in the realm of ambiguity and plausible deniability, she would have had no problems continuing to string him along, which is what a lot of women do. Shout out to ARC, Alan Roger Curry, RIP, for one of the types of women that he wrote in his book, The Possibility of Sex, the manipulative time waster. And that right there, gentlemen, is a huge amount of women. They have no problems wasting your time trying to get your non-sexual resources. Because they know, once they give up the nappy dugout, once you go ahead and clap them cheeks, they have nothing to negotiate with. And guess what? The man wins. But a lot of men, myself included, in the past, we simply played the long game. And women really hate that when we play the long game. Oh, we'll play the game till we clap them cheeks. Then at that point, we decide, you know what? Is she worth staying around? Is she worth keeping around? And you know what? Oh, we waited all this time for bad cooch. Her head game wasn't on point. Something was wrong with the box. Now we're going to go ahead and, you know, ghost her. Then women get mad and say, oh my God, oh, you just wanted to use me. Well, I kept shelling out money. So, hey, I'm just leaving you because, you know what? I wasted my time. I wasted my money all for some bad box. Yeah, gentlemen, they have no problem stringing us along. But once again, it's the lesser of two evils. Be a liar and be the bad guy. Be honest and be the bad guy. And I say, hey, be honest, be the bad guy. That way you can walk away with your head held high. You walk away knowing, hey, you know what? I did not have to build a relationship on a foundation of lies. I told you exactly what it was. And in the end, he let her make her decision. If she was going to say yay, then guess what? She would have said yay. And this voicemail would have never reached the rest of society, which is fucked up on her part because that was meant to be a private conversation. Now, obviously, she more than likely said nay. And now this is why we have this voicemail. This is why society is having this conversation. So, yeah, once again, gentlemen, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So you may as well take control. Tell these women exactly the truth. Let them decide. The overwhelming majority of women, hey, they're not going to go. But if you do find the one that you can be brutally honest with, I would say, hey, go for it. at that point, hey, respect. Just like my female coworkers, all of them say, you know what? I really can't stand the way you view women, but at the same time, I gotta respect the way you view women because you really don't hold back. You tell us exactly what's on your mind and, you know, hey, I may not like it, but I gotta respect it. I said, there you go. See, I prefer respect over anything else. And so far as interpersonal relationships between men and women, respect is my number one goal. And gentlemen, it should be yours too. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of what the voicemail guy had to say. Personally, I'm 1,000% on his side because he told the truth. He told this woman exactly what he wanted. He made clear, crystally clear, his intentions. Guess what? She obviously couldn't handle it. And for all you women out there who think that men are going to still follow you and be led around like a puppet on a string, playing in the realms of ambiguity and plausible deniability, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that ambiguity and plausible deniability are going to continue to make you feel better with the comfortable lie, that is going out. Feminism and believing that men are going to continue to spare your feelings just to be around you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, this voicemail and the reactions are going to have far-reaching consequences in the future. Yes, more and more men are now truly going to be straight up and down with you like an ass crack. Straight up and down. And they're going to tell you exactly what's on their mind, what they want. And if you don't want to do that, cool. The separations will begin. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.